Chris. Chris.
B.
Chris.
Yeah.
You hear me?
Yeah. I hear you.
All right. I guess we could get it on. Sports and Stuff Radio, man. We back. I ain't heard CP3's voice in a minute, but he's back.
Back for the peoples. Back for the
peoples, you know. back to lay it down for the good guys.
Got to. Fight, you know?
Yeah, man. I'm talking about LeBron.
I mean, I guess, tonight is going to be me and you because Will said he ain't on, and I'm hitting mine. Hopefully he'll get on. Hopefully he'll get on. We'll see. But, aside from that, we've been going on the text messages about, I guess, LeBron, the finals, the fact that he got swept. And it's just been a lot of it's been a lot of back and forth going on about what really happened. So I'm here to ask you, Chris, like, what's your take on all of this? Like, the whole LeBron free agency, the whole comparison to Jordan, the finals, everything, man. Starting with the finals. We're going to start with that first, see what you think.
Right. For the finals, the way I look at it is like this. Going to the finals, he was getting a whole rack of, props and all that for beating Boston and dragging his team to the finals. Like, they started the whole him and Jordan comparisons and all that. Then they get swept, and now everyone's making an excuse for how, that team was so sorry, blah, 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 blah. But they was just good enough to get there, and he couldn't get them a game. Okay. They almost won game one. We all saw what happened with JR and B. You was right about JR from Jump Street. I think that was at least the first show I was on. I think we talked about JR, and I said, I thought he had some skills at one point in his career. Makes me look worse and worse each time.
Quoted as saying, I thought he was the next Kobe.
No. I never said I thought he was the next Kobe. I said he had some talent that could be a Kobe type. This is when I was watching him in the McDonald's All-American game, folks. All right, so this was coming out of high school. The nigga had skill. I know y'all saw it too. All right, I ain't the only one. All right. Anyway, that's beside the point. He was upset with JR. We all know that. Yeah, we saw it. But damn, no. I mean, that just means the series is over. Like, you can't pull out one game, and then the way they went out in game four was just a gutless performance just as a team. He's part of that team, though. Like, that's the whole thing. I mean, dog, nigga played great. Yeah, whatever. But game four, he ain't played great. And my whole thing was, and I think we was texting about it during game three, is Slim, on every pick and roll, you allowing, you know what I'm saying? You allowing somebody who you know can't check KD to check KD. Like, where's your fire to be like, oh, nah, Slim, y'all niggas getting fried. Hey, I got this, man. I got this. And if he bake you, then you live with that. But, I mean, it just allow it to happen, man. I'm sorry, man. Like, it just goes back to the original, the Jordan, LeBron comparisons, and that never was and never should have been, is dead now. Like, we just need to dead that. So to really wrap it up, the finals, we all knew what was going to happen going in. Golden State was going to win. They won. But damn, no, they got swept like that. That's really how I feel about the finals.
Yeah, to get swept. I mean, and to take y'all back, I mean, in some of the most classic NBA matchups, championships, I'm going to take you back to 91 when Jordan first faced Magic. Now, the whole finals, Jordan, he didn't check Magic the whole time, but he checked him a lot of the time. Like, they got pictures. It's been documented that, Jordan, he actually rose to the challenge and wanted to check this man one-on-one just because, they the two stars.
Right.
So, to see LeBron kind of shy away from that, man, it raises an eyebrow too. you like, oh, I mean, you know, I ain't saying you got to check KD the whole time, but I mean, y'all play the same position,
right?
You know, y'all both pretty much been matched up with each other over all these years. So, I mean, it's mano y mano, right?
Right, and the other thing, B, to your point is. Also, he's baking y'all. Like, he's in the middle of baking y'all. And no, Young, are you going to switch on him and let Kevin Love get out there? Like, Young, where is Young? You should be, if that's what Ty Lue is saying in the huddle, man, we switching on everything. You supposed to be like, oh, nah, I'm gating that, man. I'm taking that. Yeah. We've heard, like you just pointed out, Jordan done stepped out there. We seen Kobe do it before. After AI started baking, he was like, oh, nah, I got AI.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And yeah, they didn't win a game after that, you know? So we've seen it happen. Where was that? Like, that's all I'm saying. Where was that? I was getting frustrated watching them. Like, Young, you going to let Kevin Love, Kyle Korver, like, for real? That's just weak, man. That's
yeah, weak. I mean, it says a whole lot. It just says a whole lot about LeBron. I mean, actually – I called Lamont yesterday and was talking to him. If he listens to this, his big thing to me is why you hating on LeBron. And look, LeBron's great, no doubt. He's great, man. Like, we can both probably agree, and he's a beast. All right, he's a beast.
Of course.
On the court, he's good. But my thing with him is I just don't like the way he acts. If that makes sense, yeah. Like, at certain times, I just don't like how he acts. Like, the cast, the passive-aggressive behavior. And like I said, man, he's, you know, this nigga's had his way since probably, you know, he's probably had his way probably since the first time when they lost to the Spurs. Like, ever since then, he's probably been able to pretty much pick the team. Nah, I ain't gonna say Pam picked the whole team, but the majority of the players are there because of him. So, you know, when you have that type of power, you're supposed to win every year. Like, I haven't seen any other player ever in NBA history with that type of freedom to just be like, yeah, well, he's my man, so he gets to come with me wherever I go. Like, you know, James Jones, Mike Millers of the world. All, you know, these dudes, they've been on LeBron's teams because he's put them there. So, you know, when you have that type of influence and that type of power, more, you know, I ain't hating on the fact that you got the power. Cool. But, you know, when you put these teams together and they lose, that's your fucking fault.
All right.
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Like, Tristan Thompson is your man. So, he's on the team. You got him paid. You got him his bread, like J.R. Smith. Like, you got him his money. So, I mean, you know, when y'all win, it's all good. When y'all lose, you know, it's on them and it's on you. So, I don't want to hear that, man. I don't want to hear that he's playing with some bums. Come on, man. Cut the excuses. Cut the excuses, man. Nah, cut the excuses, man. Like, you know, all this time, LeBron, you know, such, you know, quote unquote, the best in the world, which, you know, I guess he is, you know, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. He's the best
whatever.
Since
yeah, he's the best. Yeah, in the world. Whatever.
Since Kobe, you know, was out of there, basically,
yeah.
Man.
Like, he's the best in the world. All right, but you know, if you gonna claim that title, man, then you got to check KD.
Exactly.
You can't wear no cast after the last game. Talking, you know, acting like, I mean, what the fuck you gonna wear that cast for after you lost all them games? What's the point of that? Come on. Anyway, yeah, I guess, man, you know, I guess I'm gonna ask you, like, next, where do you think LeBron is gonna end up?
Man.
Because.
Go ahead,
you know,
sorry.
I don't. Personally, I don't think he's gonna go to Houston or Philly. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I mean, let's go back to when he went to Miami. I mean, I had no idea he was going to go there until that shit happened. You know what I'm saying? So, for real, this – and then, I mean, he went back to Cleveland. I mean, did niggas really think he was going to do that? You know what I'm saying? Like, so this – he's just unpredictable with it. So I can't even sit up here and fake like I know where he's going to go. But what I will say is I do not want to see him go to Philly because – he will stunt Ben Simmons' growth. The niggas is basically the same player. You know what I'm saying? Why in the world would he want to do that? Because he would basically neutralize all of the talents that Ben Simmons has by him being there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Niggas saying he want to play off the ball. I don't believe it. I believe that shit when I see it. You know what I'm saying?
He's going to have the ball 80% of the time.
Thank you. That's the way he plays. You know what I'm saying? That's how he plays. So I just don't see it. I don't see that working in Philly. Houston, I could definitely see that working more. But that's gay. You know what I'm saying? Like that shit gay. Period. You know what I'm saying? It's all like you just hopping on like for real. Every destination that they basically talking about him going to, I don't really.
What's up, Mark?
Checked on my boy name. Y'all know what it is.
What's up, Mark? What's going on?
What up, people? What up? What up, fam?
Hey, but nah, Mark. We was just talking about where LeBron might be playing next year, man. I was just saying I don't really want to see him go to Philly because. Like, just because, like, him and Ben Simmons got a similar, you know, skill set, and I just don't – I think that'll hurt Ben Simmons' growth. You agree with that?
I think you're absolutely right. Good observation. But if hurting your growth is getting you a championship early in your career and getting that monkey off your back, I think it's worth maybe sacrificing it. I don't know. I would.
But then he'll just be KD part two if you're Ben Simmons.
No, not if LeBron comes to you. Not if LeBron comes to you. You didn't go to LeBron to get your ring. LeBron came to you, and LeBron's going to leave before you.
But then he's going to have that, yeah, you won it, but you have LeBron.
History right, don't.
That Kobe,
no, history,
that Kobe
that's not the story history. That's not the story history tells. That's not the story history tells.
What are you talking about?
When history talks about anybody, talks about LeBron or talks about Kevin Durant, they're not going to say Kevin Durant had to team up with these guys to get his ring. They're just going to say it's the team for the ages. It's the best team ever. They're not going to say that he had to do that to get his ring. That's not how we talk about history. That's not normal for the NBA or any of its representatives to talk about people in that way.
You're on paper is going to say that, but the real basketball heads like you and I, of course we're going to be like, but dog, he teamed, but he teamed up, but look what he had to do to get it.
You look like a hater, though. You look like a hater because it's a minute voice. It's a small voice. When there's a narrative out there.
But wait, Ma, though, how is that being a hater when that's exactly what happened? He lost three. He was up 3-1, took an L, and literally had to team up with Golden State to win his ring. That's what happened.
You're absolutely right. I ain't denying it. But that's not how the story gets told in the grand scheme of stuff. That's what the way the everyday common man sees it is true. It's how I see it. But that's not how the story gets told. And therefore, if it's not how the story gets told, it's not necessarily a bad idea if you need that championship, if you need that ring.
I just think this is all whack, dog. It's just whack, dog.
It's part of the business. It's a system that's set up through rules, regulations. It's a system. And these boys is playing the system. They're taking advantage of a system. Right, and so if it wasn't good for basketball, then they would regulate it. Then you know the powers that be would regulate it, so these dudes can't make these moves. But it must be good for basketball. But again, back to the statement, you're right, Chris. it hurts Ben Simmons' growth long term, but it could help in the short term because it'll get the monkey off his back. He'll have a ring. It is what it is. And then he'll be there. He'll be battle tested, and then he can win plenty more rings in his career by himself or with another superstar like Embiid or whoever will come his way. That's all I'm saying. But you're right. You're right. So I personally think he should go to Philly to lock the East down. Me and Brian had this conversation. LeBron owns the East. Why would you go to the West? That makes no sense to me. That's just my thought. That's my thought.
I agree with that, man. It'd be a bad idea to go to the West, like you said. He's been in the East his whole career.
What's a good story?
I think going to the Lakers would put him over. It would put him over Kobe off top. But he's already
over Kobe, but that's debatable.
That's a shame. Lamont, dog, I have my hand is in the air right now while I'm talking to you.
I just had to slide in. That's debatable, but finish your point, bro. I'm sorry for throwing your concentration off.
My pointer finger is in the air while I got the preacher finger up, dog, while I'm talking right now. Only reason I say he should go to the Lakers is just the simple fact he can win. If he takes a team like a story franchise like that to the championship and wins. And you know and one thing about the Lakers, not because I'm a fan, but you know the Lakers, their whole mantra is built on, hey man, you come here, we win a championship. So the expectation will be 10 times greater if he goes to the Lakers. It's almost like you have to win. Like Cleveland is like, all right, yeah. I mean, he got one for Cleveland already, so you know he did what he's supposed to do with Cleveland. So if he leaves. Good for him. If he doesn't, I mean, he's leaving Cleveland. Like, can we all agree on that? Like, he's
The only reason he's leaving here. Here's something. The only reason he's leaving Cleveland, in my book, is because no superstar will come to Cleveland with him. So he has to leave. Right. That's unfortunate. But what's a really good story is if you're Boston and Kyrie already got hurt, would you trade Kyrie to the Knicks or somebody to get LeBron? Would you move Hayward and Kyrie so you can open up space for LeBron to play with Tatum and Brown and those boys? That's crazy. That's legitimate. That could legitimately happen.
If I'm Boston, yeah, I'm doing that. Hell yeah. Why? I mean, look how close they were just now, and then they got beat by LeBron. So you add LeBron. I mean, yeah. If I'm Boston, you damn right I'd do that in a second because they didn't need Kyrie.
But that makes Kyrie stock. What does that look like? How does that make Kyrie look?
Well, Kyrie's stock dropped anyway this year just because of the injuries and Rozier.
right. But hold up, B. Wow. Hold up. On the Rozier point, because I was with you until the Cleveland series. That's when it showed they needed Kyrie. You know what I'm saying? As good as Rozier played all the way in the playoffs, he balled, and he had his moments against Cleveland. But that's when it showed he could start for some teams, but he ain't prime time yet.
Yeah,
Kyrie
not
is.
He's not ready all the way.
Yeah, you can't put it on his back.
I like Youngin though, but he ain't Kyrie.
He's not franchise.
Exactly. So while his stock did drop, I think the Cleveland series reminded people, damn, okay, that's why they did get Kyrie. Because if they had him, they probably win the series. That's what I'm saying.
No doubt. Yeah. But I guess, man, I don't want him to go to the West. If he goes to the West, man, if he could go to, that would be dope. L.A., that would be cool. But is Chris Paul going to get me there? Is he another Kyrie?
I don't know.
Is he going to get hurt again in pivotal moments?
Hey, look, not to cut you off. We about to run out of time. We're going to take a quick break. Mark, Chris, we coming right back. My fault. The time is still going. So I guess we could still keep going. My bad to cut you off. I mean, the time is still up. So, my bad not to cut you off.
Well, yeah, just on that, man, it looked like that's what's going to happen with Chris Paul, man, unfortunately, man. That shit hurt to watch that, man. But every time, man, it happens for him, man. You know, every year, one way or the other. My brother said it, man. He ain't there when you need him the most, man. And, it happened again.
You got to feel, if you're a true basketball, you got to feel
the CP3. You got to feel
Yeah, you got man. To. Especially this year, man.
Like, this was his year. This was their year. Like, he'll never get another opportunity. Never say never, but I mean, this was the year for him to do it at least by himself. And Harden, Harden is good, man. But I just don't believe in him all. I believe in him like 95%. I'll say that. It's like that 5% is like, man, does he really want it?
Mom, what you think about Harden, man?
Man, y'all gonna, man, I'm okay. I'll probably catch some hate for this. But using Brian's analogy, saying like, how much do I believe in him? I actually believe in him more than I believe Westbrook would get me a championship. I actually would rock with Harden over Westbrook.
You know what? I agree with you.
And I do too, because I know what you're getting at. But keep going. I know what you're getting at. Go ahead.
I don't necessarily love the ISO, you know, but Harden to me is I just believe him more. I don't even know how. I'm basing off what I see and just even more emotional than anything. I just ride with Harden more than I would Westbrook, man. I don't know, man. Westbrook, man, he really. This year, we already had, I know we had a conversation about him. Does he, you know, patent his stats and all that? Like, bro, Westbrook just don't get it done, man. He just does not get it done. And Harden took him all the way to the finals, bro. He took him to the finals and went 7 with, you know. So, I don't know, man. Yeah, I mean, Harden, yeah, there's something that's missing. There is a, like, that there is something missing there. But I also, that 5%, I agree. Like, man, I'm about 95% with him. Something yet to be desired in his game. But, you know, dude's official. Dude is official. And he rallied that team, man. And he rallied. Because I'm going to say this. You know, I'm a Bron fan. So if Rockets beat the Warriors, Bron has a better chance of beating the Rockets, man. I don't care what y'all say. PJ Tucker had the series of his lifetime. That boy Gordon, ain't his name Gordon?
Yeah, Eric Gordon.
Eric Gordon. They had a series of a lifetime, like of all time. I don't think they doing that with Bron.
I think Cleveland would have won.
I do too. I do too. I think Cleveland could have beat the Rockets. They weren't beating the Warriors, but they could beat the Rockets. So, yeah, that's my thought, man. I'm with Harden only so much. So to a certain extent, I'm with Harden, but I got him over Westbrook.
Yeah, Chris.
I agree with everything he said. I don't
yeah,
even.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm not gonna argue with him because I like Westbrook. But I just don't think he's a championship dude, man.
Nope.
I've been telling my little brother, man, for 10 years. Well, he been riding with Westbrook his whole career because he liked people with that Kobe Bryant mentality, man. And I peeped it from Jump Street.
Yeah,
you're not gonna win with Westbrook. You're just not gonna win. He's not a winning basketball player. He's a great talent, but his talent is his biggest enemy as well, man. And yeah, you're not going to win with him. So I agree with everything you said, man.
So,
you know, I think Westbrook, he ain't fun to play with. Like, I mean, it just goes to show Durant didn't love playing with him. So he's not a great teammate. I think Harden is way more easygoing as a team. Harden is an unassuming leader. Like, he broke away from the Oklahoma, from the Thunder, because he wanted to emerge into a leader. And the type of leader he is, I think he leads by example. I think, you know, Westbrook is a little bit more like authority. He needs to have it his way. He's a prima donna. You know what I mean? And so, yeah, like, I think Harden in his own way is an unassuming leader. And he led that team, bro. You can't argue against how he led them versus the Warriors, even without CP3.
Some of them shots Harden made. Oh my gosh.
Right.
Yeah. But he shot some terrible. Here's another thing, shot selection. Somebody said it. I got this from some sportscaster, but it's about moments. The way I knew it, like, some of these shots, some of these dudes, like Durant shot some untimely shots. It ain't about necessarily the percentage that you shoot, but it's when you hit them. In the moments that you hit them in a game that are pivotal, that makes and breaks. That can make or break you, you know. And you know, yeah. So you could be hot all game, but if you ain't hot in the right time of the game to really help your team catapult your team forward or to bring them back, it's all for nothing, you know. And I think in that series, Harden was not hot late in the game like he should have been.
Right.
He didn't get it going the way he should have. So.
All right. Well, Mark, by the way, man, not to cut you off, but
man, I'm surprised I'm agreeing with all these DC guys. Y'all ganged up on me today, bro.
We about to get into it. And by the way, man, make sure when y'all talking to the mic, y'all talking into it, because Mark, you got the RoboCop voice here and there. Here and there, okay. On the mic, so you know, just it's like the little but back to Bron, man. Back to Bron, because man, I called you yesterday, I called Chris as well. You know, and I'm getting tired of these words used by these sports casters, because we end up using them too. The narrative word, and everybody's using this word right now, dog, and it's killing me. Oh, the narrative. When do we even start using this word? Seriously, though, y'all know he controls the narrative and whatever. But, no, y'all know what I'm talking about too. Am I right?
That's what I'm like.
Yeah, you're dealing with branding and stuff, yeah, though. Storylines. Yeah, yeah. That's the word.
Like, I'm getting sick of the help narrative that Bron has no help. And you're one of the advocates of this, Lamont. And I'm here to ask one more time, like, you know, is the argument's pretty much done with him and Jordan, correct? Okay.
Yep.
As far as the help thing goes, again, LeBron put this team together, and, you know, me and Chris pretty much agreed on that. So, I mean, are you in agreement that, you know, LeBron, I mean, put it like this, he's the super team thing came back to bite him in his ass. Are you in agreement of that?
I feel like y'all put a Southeast move on me. Y'all hang up on me. Like, I feel like y'all baited me in, man. Y'all baited me in right now. But I'm gonna walk into the trap, bro. I'm gonna walk in. I'm gonna go into the what is it? The ice box.
You've been to the black hole before.
You've been to the black hole, dog. You know what time it is, man.
The black hole, bro. I've been to the black hole, so I'm gonna walk in the black hole again, bro. I'm gonna take my belt off, take my shoes off, man. Let them check everything.
Check your bra. You know? All right, check the bras at the door.
Check the bra, everything, bro. Everything. So, bro, like to say, okay, for me, yes, he picks his team. Yes, but one, he's picking from what's available on the market. So it's not like he's really getting exactly who he wants, right? So, yes, he picked his team. He picked it from what's available and who will play with him. So what happened is, one, he did not – no one foresees that Kyrie bails. He didn't even tell Bron he was bailing. So now everything that you set up is falling apart, because the key piece, the person who's actually going to go get you 40 when you need it, is leaving. So then you try to get Isaiah Thomas. Isaiah Thomas, you're hoping he comes back. You get him on the court, he's not healthy, and he don't play no defense. So you ship him out, and you try to make something work with your old friend, Dwayne Wade. It was a disaster this season. To not say from the very beginning, to not agree that LeBron, the whole season with roster changes, it was a disaster, right? So I feel like you have to look at it as a positive, because he took a disaster all the way to the finals. That's greatness. That's what greatness is made of. He took a disaster to the finals. So, and we knew, no one, including myself, no one believed that he had what it took to beat the Warriors. No one ever thought for a moment he was beating the Warriors with that squad. We just hoped he'd make it interesting, and he let us down. It was not interesting at all. It was not interesting. That's all I can say. How you gonna hate that? Please tell me. What's the rebuttal?
I was gonna say, you know, that's a pretty honest assessment. But I will say, with all of that being said, yeah, okay, no one expected them to win. But damn, you the best player, and you get swept, while you're not sticking the best player, and he plays your position. I got a problem with that.
What you really have a problem with, and this is where both of y'all really ramped up your hate towards LeBron is when they started. When they started comparing him to Michael Jordan, y'all boys didn't like that at all. And that's just to be real. Y'all didn't like it.
Do you like it?
Right.
I feel like it's a conversation, but I'm admitting now that not yet. He is not better than Michael Jordan. He's not the greatest of all times yet. Okay. And he may not ever be. But I feel like he has the possibility. I feel like you can have that conversation. I feel like you can make a point, but you can't win the argument, because Michael Jordan to this day. But let me say this, because I got y'all the other day, boy. B called me quick. I'm gonna let the viewers know. B got me on the phone quick with that. Michael Jordan got swept by Bird twice. So Chris, you telling me that LeBron should not get swept, but Jordan got swept.
Not in the finals.
As a playoff. Playoffs.
Bruh. Look.
Come on. Nah.
Look, hold on, Ma. And look, there's something else you forgot though, too, yeah.
You're
right that, yeah. A lot of people got pissed off when this nigga just all of a sudden is being compared to Jordan.
I agree.
Also, with that though, is what I'm wondering is how, when you say something like that, you're basically implying that he's automatically now the number two best player in history. I just don't agree with that either. When did he jump on LeBron? When did that happen? How and when?
Here's my problem with history, right? All of us, meaning people our age between 30 and 40, all of us will always throw Wilt Chamberlain's name in there, but we never really got to see him play.
I agree with that.
Like, we know his numbers. Right. We know Bill Russell, and we be putting him up there in the greatest, but we never got to really see them get down and see how Bill Russell played in pivotal moments. You know, we know they were best on the court, but I mean, are they greatest, right? So really, we're talking about from what we've seen with our own eyes, from kids all the way to this day. And so for us, Michael Jordan is the greatest in our era, right? Because in our era. And we would argue, because we have a biased opinion, that they're better than Bill Russell. But we ain't never really get to see that. So the opinion is slightly biased. My thing is, with that being said, like, Michael Jordan, LeBron, we never thought we'd see nothing close to Mike. For me, it's a conversation because LeBron is, we came and it's close. It's not better yet, but it's close.
But you gotta skip, but like Chris said, how you gonna skip Kobe?
When did he skip Kobe Bryant? I don't understand this. Like when they made this, when all of this talk became popular amongst, you know, all of us sports fans and everything, it implies that he is now the second best player in history. When did he jump all of these other?
Because Kobe was never known. Kobe, in his time, was never known as the most dominant player in the NBA. He was not the, when he was winning, it was Shaq was the most dominant for three of the rings. For two to three. How many, it was three, right? Shaq was the most dominant
you
player
remember,
when Kobe got
three. You remember by the time that Detroit series rolled around, everybody knew what time it was. Kobe was that nigga. And from that point forward, up until probably after they won that last joint against Boston, man, he was the best nigga, for real. I don't see how you could say LeBron.
It was only for a few years, and he couldn't, like, LeBron was already on his tail. LeBron was already coming. LeBron was coming back.
That was when he sold out.
LeBron just couldn't.
Hold up. Because that was when he sold out against Boston, and he jerked it against the Mavs. We remember them Jones young. You can't forget them. See, that's what I'm saying. B, you mentioned it earlier. You talk about moments. We remember those moments. You remember the Jones against Boston, nigga threw his jersey in the stands and shit. That's when he ran to Miami. Then he melted down in Miami.
Okay, no, hear me. Labs. Thank you. Tell me who he had when he played Super Team Celtics, because y'all hate to, y'all never call him a Super Team. Tell me who he had on Cleveland when he played against the Super Team. Please name Jaja, whatever this nigga like a boy. Name these Bamas he had, bro.
He had the
please
Lante name West.
Them. Oh, my Lord.
Damn, you started off with Delonte.
No, I mean, that's the...
Delonte fresh off Home Depot. No, that's fresh out of Home Depot, working at Home Depot. Go ahead, though.
I'm guessing. I think they had Larry Hughes, I guess. I don't think so.
I don't think Larry Hughes was a Sixer. Larry Hughes was a Sixer. I don't think LeBron went to the championship.
Did they have Boozer? Did they have Ilgauskas? Did they have
Boozer and
Carlos? May have
Daniel
Boozer.
Marshall. Flip Murray.
Exactly. So you tell me Kevin Garnett, which DC's, I mean, Kevin Garnett is the Dallas Cowboys in Washington, D.C. Like, everybody, if you're from D.C., you love Garnett. So y'all know how dominant Garnett was. Y'all know this is Kevin Garnett, bro, and Paul Pierce, and Ray Allen, and Rondo. Come on, bro. Like, and LeBron took him to, what did he take him to, six or seven?
He
took
him,
I thought he took
that
him
was
to
the,
seven.
That, was the, that was the wheelchair game, the Paul Pierce wheelchair jump.
That was the elbow. The elbow jump? Was that the elbow?
Yeah. The elbow wheel. He needed a wheelchair for his
But he was, my point being, taking y'all down that long road, my point being is that he was on his way. He was dominant. He just wasn't winning championships. He was coming towards Kobe. So he was already, Kobe had maybe 3 to 4 years of being the most dominant. And that ain't long. LeBron is probably about 7, 8, 9 years of the most dominant player in the NBA. At least eight.
So your
years.
argument is basically saying that because he was the most dominant for longer than Kobe, he was better than him. That's what you're basically saying. Wrong.
Yes.
But
I'm not looking at the champion, the rings. I'm not looking at just the rings. I'm not looking at it. Kobe did get some surprising rings when all he had was Odom, Harper, Ori, and your boy Gasol. Yeah. He when they beat Celtics, that's all Kobe, and I give him that. But other than that, bro, Kobe, his dominance was always more with Shaq, and Shaq was the most dominant player in the NBA.
I disagree.
Iverson, I mean, you got people that are in there, that in that conversation and being the most dominant. But Go ahead, tell me.
No, why because you know, like I said, the biggest argument that people, he didn't have help and all that. Oh, like you could say that about a million players that they didn't have this or that. Like,
but you can't say that about some of the most. You can't say that about a million superstars
not a million, but you know, quite a bit of like Chris would say, Iverson. You could go Iverson. You could go Vince. You could go you know,
any superstar. Hold up, any superstar. A true superstar who was a superstar at one point who didn't like get to the finals or win a ring, you could look back on their squad and say, man, they ain't have enough help. For real.
You could just say that. You could just say that, though. You know what I mean?
But what separates LeBron from them is he has rings, and when he went and got some help, when he became the help, he got rings.
Thank you, Mike. So now let's get into that. Let's get into how he got those rings and how he got that help. Did he not hop on with Wade and create a team over there with Bosh, right?
This is how he didn't hop on with Wade. Like, he did go to Wade, but they had to figure out. The reason they lost to the Mavericks is because they didn't figure out pretty much who was going to lead the team in the end. Because Wade, just as much as he hopped on Wade gave the team over to LeBron. That's true. As soon as he gave the team over, after they lost to the Mavericks and he gave the team over, they won two championships, right? Yeah. So there was a figuring out. That's what Durant and Westbrook couldn't figure out. They couldn't figure out, actually, which one of us is going to take the last shot, because we try to co-lead here and that don't work. So, yeah, like you, he did, but Wade needed him just as bad as he needed Wade. And they didn't get help because they were bored.
I got to stop you there, because Wade won Wade won a chip on his own, dog.
Wade had Shaq. What are you talking about?
No, he had Shaq was like 137 years old when they won that. Cut it out.
Shaq left. Where did Shaq leave the Lakers and go to?
He went to Miami.
He went to Miami.
All right, then that's all I got to say.
Hold on. Time out, Mont. Let's go back to that finals Wade won. Wasn't nobody talking about Shaq, dog. You remember that jump. It was all about the ref.
It was Alonzo.
Wait, yeah, Zoe was there and he balled. Even when my man Gary Payton got a ring fucking around out there on that team. You know what I'm saying? A lot of niggas.
And you know what I'm saying? Like, Shaq was old and all that, but dog, I know both of y'all seen.
Shaq was not old in Miami. No,
he was. He was like 30. He was like 34. He was old, big man. He was big man old. I say that. He was big. No, he wasn't. Put it like this. He wasn't dominant Shaq with the Lakers. He wasn't that.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Yeah, like, that's what
right I was after. Right after they won that chip, though, then he started getting traded. He was with LeBron. He played with LeBron.
Y'all tripping, man. Y'all do anything to take away from LeBron, man. They needed each other. Wade was not the same hungry Wade doing. Wade wasn't the same Wade, bro, after them championships. And he carried the team before Shaq. He was carrying the team as rookie. His first three years, he's balling out of control.
I agree. That championship, that first championship he won, he was looking like Jordan. No lie.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
He was Jordan-esque out there. So, I mean,
he was on fire, yeah, no
so
doubt.
LeBron, I mean, LeBron hopped on. I mean,
who did this is what's so great, and y'all be helping me. The more you talk, when Wade was out there looking like Michael Jordan, who did he play in the finals to do that?
Dirk.
Where was Kobe? My nigga, where was Kobe at, bro? Where was Kobe, the most dominant player when Wade got his? Where was Kobe?
What does that have to do with anything? They lost.
What do you mean? He's the most dominant. How do you lose?
I can't say when you say dominant, like when you're a dominant player, Shaq, LeBron. It's only a few players that you can say that, like, yeah, he.
LeBron like, went eight straight dog, no, finals.
When you say dominant, it's like, dog, they can pretty much overpower their way to whoever. Kobe couldn't do it. He couldn't overpower nobody, but he could will you to a win. But he, like, LeBron could overpower you to get what, to do what he wants, because he's just big. He's the biggest nigga every time.
No, it's everything. He dominates the game. His percentage of, like, in terms of the points going through him assist or scoring was like 56%. Like all the points, 56% of the points go through him. It was like 56 or 66. It was up there, bro. Like, he's a part of that much of the scoring for his team. Come on, man. And he ain't even running a triangle like Kobe. Kobe, the ball went through, it goes through his hands, just like Michael Jordan. He is the triangle. The ball went through his hand. He had feel. This man, how do you let the Dallas Mavericks beat you and you are Kobe Bryant? Come on, bro.
I mean,
bro.
It's the same. I'm saying, no, though, sir. It's the same way they came back on LeBron and them.
Not after championships. You're not going to fool me with that. LeBron didn't ever go back. LeBron went to 8 straight. He lost to the Celtics, but then he owned the East for 8 years after that. Kobe already had 2 championships with Shaq, or 3, and then he loses after he's got all these championships. He's losing because he needed people. Nobody was with him, or were they? Gasol, he's an all-star. Odom, he's on crack, but he's an all-star. But my point is, D-Wade, going back, I needed to bring that in, because where's Kobe if D-Wade sneaks in a championship 1 year? That's a problem. You can't ever say, where was LeBron? 8 years in a row, LeBron was in the finals. But they needed each other. Back to the point, they needed each other. In my opinion, y'all boys got your own opinion, but in my opinion, man, how can you argue with LeBron? Why would you be mad at LeBron going to Miami and wooing Bosh down there to try to get these rings? Because right at that point, both of y'all boys was probably like, man, LeBron ain't got no rings. He's not even in the conversation. So now you get your rings, you in the conversation.
But it's always that but.
You would do, hey, Chris, let me ask
Chris,
you.
I think Chris got cut off.
Oh, my bad. So, B, let me ask you, and you answer for the listeners. If you would you rather be Reggie Miller and Charles Barkley, or LeBron and Durant leaving somewhere to get rings, or would you rather be Reggie Miller and Charles Barkley?
I mean, you know the answer. I want the rings. Team? You know the answer. I want the rings.
Stop knocking LeBron. Please stop knocking LeBron, because we all would do the same thing. And you never mentioned that LeBron took less money to make it happen. Again, unselfish. Some stuff is straight selfish that people are doing. Come on, bro. Come on, bro. I got you on this one, man. The hate don't make sense with LeBron.
I would never team up as a competitor. I would never team up with, I guess.
You would team up. You just said it. If I'm going to stay where I'm at, if I'm Reggie Miller, when we look at Reggie Miller, what are we saying, bro? Like, yeah, you're a great three-point shooter. You were. There'll always be – there's more shooters are coming.
But he never won. So, I mean
– he never won.
But that goes back to my point with Kobe and LeBron. 5 is greater than 3. So winning matters. That's all. That's all I'm saying about the argument.
So I'm hoping, because I like this dude, so I'm hoping the best for him, that he at least catches Kobe. Because he's got 5 more
look,
good
look,
years.
Yeah, no, you're right. And I will – look – I will root for LeBron if he goes to the Lakers. I hope he passes Kobe if he goes to the Lakers.
So what pieces can he get with the Lakers? What do you see potentially happening other than Chris Paul? Because that's a talk. Chris Paul goes with him to the Lakers, and don't
Paul
forget
George.
The league blocked
they
Chris Paul
yeah,
from going
hated
to the
it.
Lakers.
When we was when,
like
yeah,
8 years
we was
gonna ago
get Dwight Howard. It's gonna be it was Dwight Howard, Chris Paul, and Kobe. They blocked it. Whatever, but. Hopefully,
that's bogus.
It's crazy. But hopefully, LeBron is Paul George. That's the only other person.
Can Paul George, LeBron, and Chris Paul beat the Warriors?
I think that's enough. I think that's enough. I think that's enough, dog. Like, Chris Paul's already proven that, you know, in a way.
Steph Curry fries.
But Paul was getting them this time. Paul just got hurt. Paul was getting them. I know what you say. Like, put it like this. Only thing Curry got over Paul, which is a lot, he can shoot better than him. Everything else, Chris Paul got him.
He's quicker. He's quicker. Okay.
Yeah. But Chris Paul's stronger. Chris Paul got. Yep. Chris Paul. Handles is pretty much neck and neck. Whatever. But I'm talking about as far as being a better, just all around leader, floor general type dude. Chris Paul and LeBron, man, that's a lot of, you know, and he's a smart basketball, but that's a lot of IQ on one squad. And Paul George is pretty much, I mean, he's pretty much, you know, a small version of Klay and Durant put together. So,
what kind of year did Paul George have at Oklahoma?
He played good. Yeah, he played good. He wasn't put like this. All I can say is, he was on the same team as Westbrook. He was on the same team. And Melo. Melo. And Melo, man, I don't dislike Melo, but I just don't. He's along the same lines as J.R. Smith to me. Like, they was on the same team for a reason in Denver, man. They was on the same team. Yeah. They lost to Kobe in the Western Conference Finals just, you know, for whatever reason. But, I mean, he's pretty much the – He is who he is. He's not gonna get no better. It is what it is. I mean,
I just don't understand, man. He got so much respect, but he ain't never did
really,
nothing.
Not really, man.
And people put him up there like he's gonna
be part of the next 50 greatest or something. Exactly. And he probably will. He probably be on that squad. Like,
I don't see it either.
I don't agree with it, but it's gonna happen just because he's a scoring champ. Like you say, he's an Olympian. He won. Not too many people win the first year of college like that. You know, that's an accomplishment. I'll give him that. But I mean, after that, dog. I mean, what have you really done?
Yeah, I mean, Pat. Yeah, I don't know, bro. So I love to hear what people got to think about him being a 50 great. Should Melo be one of the 50 greatest players? That's crazy to me. But I'd love to hear what people think on that. That's real, man. Hey, does J.R. Smith, does he stay in Cleveland or does he get bounced around if Bron rolls?
I think he's a journeyman from now, rest of his career. He could go to Golden State.
I don't think he would. Yeah, man. I don't think he'd fit in with their team culture. Like Swaggy P. This is what I like. I do not like when Swaggy P. played for the Wizards.
Oh my God.
I'm like, man, who gave this dude the green light? This buddy was pulling from anywhere on the court, right? And he hits some, but he misses a lot. So Swaggy P, his whole career got the green light. He's a streaky shooter. Then he has some off the court issues. He's not really necessarily a disciplined player, but he goes to Golden State and falls in line.
Exactly.
To me, that's a great story. Like, he's playing his role. He's not doing too much like he used to try to do. And the boy looks good out there, playing within a system and playing a role.
Yeah.
J.R. Smith can't do that. My point in saying all that, J.R. Smith, I don't see him doing that. Even though he played a role for LeBron, at times, he didn't even play the role well. He didn't even play the role well. It's too much.
He's just pretty much friends with LeBron. And they've been they're LeBron friends. Already said, like, yeah, they've been tight since high school. So that tell you right there what it is. That's like, yeah, no matter what, man, I'm a rival.
And let me say this. Man, LeBron is super loyal to people that also, you know, kind of falls in line with what his agenda
is.
Right. And Michael Jordan was the same way.
Right.
Guess who Michael Jordan, one of his best friends, B.J. Armstrong.
I didn't know that, though. I didn't know that.
Yeah, B.J. and them.
I know that now, but I saw the interview. I'm like, they what?
Why B.J. Armstrong falls in line, man? He got three rings with Buddy. and did, you know, hey, man, you the point guard, distribute, man. Get me the ball in my spots. You can hit your threes, you know. You know, and he came through. Like, you know, those type players, they love role players that's going to get the job done and take some of the pressure off of them. You know what I mean? J.R. Smith didn't do that, bro. Do what I say. My point is, I'm trying to get you to stop hating Bron for being like that, because all of them are like that, bro. All of them. Everybody deferred to Kobe. You think Gasol didn't defer? Odom, they all deferred to Kobe, bro.
No. Bron is probably the greatest teammate besides Magic. He's probably like the most well-liked teammate ever. But he's just not well-liked by the superstars. Like, the superstars don't fool.
True. Because he gets too much. He demands too much attention.
He's Hollywood when it comes to the other superstars. Like, he's too much. But, like, that's why Kyrie was like, man, look, I can't fool with it. But, you know, the average teammate that's just trying to win, like, oh, yeah, I play with Bron all day.
all day.
Like, Birdman, all day. From Birdman to J.R. Smith to James Jones to Mike Miller to Tristan Thompson to whoever. Like, Bron is perfect. He throws parties. He bought all the teammates suits and all. Like, he's a great teammate, but yeah, the superstars just don't fool with him. So
nah. Well, D Wade left Miami to do it. That says a lot about their friendship. And I think that's good for the NBA, man. Seeing real genuine friends. Yeah. People that, like, you know, enjoy one another's success, that's good for the NBA, because you don't see that too much. Yeah, you know what I mean, I'm interested to see how long this dynasty. Let me ask you this question. This was a conversation. What does it constitute a dynasty these days?
I thought it was like three in a row or something like that, or you know.
Would you say two is enough nowadays in this age of moving around? Free agency, all that. Would you say two is enough? Durant getting two, or these back to back with Golden State? Although some of the players got three,
I would say they're just about there, because they went four straight years and they won three out of four. So it's like, it's just about there.
Nothing on the horizon looks like they can be beat though.
I don't see anybody really competing with them. We'll have to see. You know, even if LeBron makes another super team this year, which, you know, I don't see that happening. But I don't really see anybody competing with them, because I mean, you never seen a team like this before that has no ego and just loves to play with each other like this.
Yep.
And that's no ego. Nobody has any egos. And Durant probably came in with an ego, and they asked that quick. So, I've never seen a time like that.
Hey, the same way people hate LeBron, the same way I really dislike the way Durant be flogging like he all hard and like be, you know, acting you joined 73 win. That'd be if he was humble about it. But his brand says, oh, yeah, he's humble, quiet. But when you catch him in pictures, he's quietly a jerk. He going to give you the bird. He going to say some F-bombs, you know, like, hold on, cuz. I thought you was humble, cuz.
He quietly niggers out there.
Exactly.
He niggers constantly. And it's over.
It's straight overlooked.
He niggers a whole lot, dog.
Man. So that's what makes me want Bron get a super team, just to break that up a little bit, man. But I'm going to say it on this, but I need to put this on record. If Bron goes to Golden State, I'm done with him. Scratch everything I ever said about Bron. If Bron goes to Golden State, man, Kobe's the greatest, bro.
Hey, look, we got to go. Sports and Stuff Radio, man. I'm your host. Be cool B, because it's never that serious. Skip, me and Skip Hartman. Your new name is Skip Hartman on here. peace, man. Good talking to you. We're going to get on the text tomorrow and wrap some more. Hopefully this one records and y'all can listen to it tomorrow, man, when I post, man. Peace.
All right.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.